The FM new news and talk of Northern Nevada.
92.3 FM Talk for Mason and Smith Valley. In Reno, Carson, and Douglas County, 99.1 FM Talk.
You know what? My ducks are all in a row this morning. I'm just kidding. I don't even know where my ducks are. I'm John Potter. It's all live and local from here on out, at least until noon today. Beautiful day in Reno. Current temperature, 58 degrees. A lot of great guests. Scott, why did I say Scott? There's no Scott. Great Kid is coming on live again if you have questions for him. Race is tightening up, I think, between him and Mark Amedee for Congress. Anyway, yes, I'm John, and running the show, filling in for Craig. We have Phil in Carson City. Hey, Phil, how's it going?
You know, I am just peachy and keen. How are you?
Fine, Scott. I don't know what's wrong with me. I don't know where my ducks are.
I'm not a paper towel.
At least I got my notes on the show. Thank you, Kinko's, or what's now known as FedEx Office Print by Sports West. You know who goes to FedEx, formerly Kinko's? HP printer owners. Yeah, we're all lined up there. Hey, Fred, did you lose connection again? See, that happens when you sneeze, you know. Won't even work with my laptop because it requires Windows 11 or 12 or I don't know. And can I ask, what is wrong with Windows 7? It's just pure discrimination. Now, that's a joke, but seriously, it just burns me up that they come out with these updates and suddenly the $1,500 laptop or computer you bought is worthless. Because everything, including my credit card companies, won't work with the Windows I have. And the computer and the laptop can't handle, for some reason, the new Windows. And I can't return the HP printer. If I do, I have to pay him $120 because it's a subscription.
Have you considered maybe a Brother or a Canon printer?
Yeah, but I can't get rid of the one I have because the subscription deal, people don't want to hear this, but I have to pay them $120 to end the subscription and return the printer.
That's why I got rid of HP. I used to be an HP printer magnet, but not anymore.
I can't even print from my phone. It says incorrect file format. Windows, Microsoft Word is an incorrect file format, the most popular file format in the world. Thank you. I feel better. Anyway, what a week. Did you see the Northern Lights on Thursday night? Or I guess somebody said they were happening even last night. Did you happen to see them?
Me, I did not. I hate to say this, but I'm usually in bed about 7 p.m. because I get up early.
You're a morning guy, too. Well, yeah. There are photos. It blows me away. There are photos all over social media. Most of the pictures were caught before midnight on Thursday, something between like 9:30 at night and midnight on Thursday, mostly from the dark sky areas north of Reno or in North Reno, that areas that have very little light pollution from the city, you know, like Pyramid Lake. And locals just posted all these purple tint glows that they caught in the sky. The earth, you see, is receiving an active part of the 11-year-long solar cycle. And we are getting some really big solar flares this time around as the height of this cycle is hitting. You know, but I have lived here most of my life, and I have never heard of being able to see the Northern Lights around here. Is nobody concerned why this is happening at this latitude? A big surprise to me.
John, we need to call the union right away.
Why?
My headphones just broke.
Oh, you're lucky.
And they snapped on my head.
You don't have to listen to this.
I am so upset. This is company equipment.
All right.
Just broke on the side of my head.
I'll do sign language for you or something. I know you got a camera on me. No, you're lucky. You don't have to. Anyway, breakfast today at PJ's. All the grandpas at PJ's on Saturday morning, we stick a napkin in our shirt. And yes, I joined them today doing that. You know, at a certain age, you just don't care if people laugh at you anymore. It's honestly a liberating feeling. At a certain age, you just get to be you. And it's smart to have the napkin in the shirt. I hear it officially makes you an Italian, and it keeps the sauce off the shirt. So, tip of the week right there for you. Otherwise, kind of a lonely week for me. Not one solar salesman came to my door this week. Not one.
You must have felt so lonely.
Well, especially, Phil, because there was also not one pest control salesman knocking on the door. I did have a windows guy stop by. You know, these people are so good at doing the long sentences so you can't interrupt routine. Mm-hmm. From working in TV news, a lot of politicians are told by their consultants, do the long sentence that doesn't end because they won't be able to edit you. It's aggravating. But I never heard of the company, the Windows company. Apparently there are people who actually, why do they come to our doors? I don't understand. Are there people who listen and even get sold and write deposits to these people? Otherwise, these...
Yes.
Well, I don't get it. You don't even know them. But yes, you're right. I think they do, because otherwise these door-to-door people, they wouldn't be out there hustling if it doesn't work. Some people must go for it. I can't imagine who without getting, you know, second opinions or researching. And I've heard so many stories of paying strangers without doing that. And, you know, I should talk. I got taken by the leaf gutter guy a few years ago.
Golly, mister, you're going to take 70% off for me? That's a deal.
I can be so gullible and trusting sometimes, but...
That is one of the few beauties of not owning a home, is not having these people around.
That's right. I miss that. But... I paid thousands of dollars for leaf gutters because he was so nice to me. And then I go to Costco and find out you can just buy them and snap them in to your old, you know, the filters. Mm-hmm, you can snap them into your gutters. And at Costco, they're like $12 a stick. why am I laughing? Speaking of pest control... problem at home, Butterfingers here. Went to get some cans of Canada Dry ginger ale, my favorite since I was a kid, from the garage into the kitchen, and I dropped one, and there was a sugar soft drink all over the garage floor into the driveway. And I hosed it off, I towel dried it, but it went over the ant internet, and next day, there they all were, nests all along the edge of the driveway at the garage. And I know from experience, I will not even try because I will never get rid of them. And those same nests are now going to pop up every fall or summer. You know, I once sold a townhouse just because of the ants, because nothing worked.
Wow.
Don't tell me to use the DG Earth. The cats think that's litter box material, and they pee all over it. Tons of ants, and a lot. I mean, a lot of spiders, too, this year. I hear, not just me, I hear from everybody. I hear rats. Rats are super big this year, both in size and in quantity. The rats out there.
Not
don't
in
know
my
why.
Home.
Do you have cats?
I have a cat, Lefty, and if any critter, including a fly, enters my home, their lifespan is going to be about 12 minutes.
Yeah, the cats take care beautifully with the, I haven't had any, I got three cats. But the spiders, you know, I'm okay with them. They get the bad bugs like the flies and the mosquitoes, but the webs, they're everywhere. Is this true? I was told by somebody that there are so many spiders in the world that on average, one is within 3 feet of every human.
Yeah,
say
about
what?
Right.
furniture.
The well, spiders in my home and I have an agreement. They can have the corners up there by the ceiling and the walls. And they can build their webs up there and eat all the juicy flies they want. Just leave me alone and I'll leave you alone. We have that agreement and it works beautifully.
Okay. We will this morning follow any new developments in Florida as officials there have a better sense of them. The loss of life seems to be associated with the tornadoes that kicked up in Florida. Last death toll I saw was 14. The hurricane came on ashore as a 3, quickly moved down to a 1. The expectation was that there would be a tremendous amount of destruction. You watch the various television reports from down there, and I appreciate them, but there is a tendency. Phil, what are you doing there? Hey, Phil.
Sorry about that. Sorry
all right,
about that.
Just cut your mic off. I'd appreciate it. Thank you. A tremendous amount of destruction. You watch the various television reports from down there, and I do appreciate them. But there is this tendency of the media, of course. If you're a reporter, you're going to stand in front of the most destroyed thing that you can find, right? And you kind of wish they would just take the camera and do like a 360-degree pan of where they're standing so we can really see the true picture of what it's like down there. I don't know about you, but it's tough for me with storms because every network so overblows, you know, every storm prediction. They daily put out those panic and paranoia things, right? The nightly news every night, big storm coming, it's the end of the world, it's a calamity, it's a catastrophe. And it's like the little boy who cried wolf. The story you heard in elementary school, you know, when it wolf, wolf, wolf every dang night. And when the actual wolf shows up, you're uncertain about the warning, right? And we have had so many biggest storms ever that have been predicted more by inflammatory news anchors than by the meteorologists. Then you get a little, yeah, okay, I heard this before. And so anyway, Hurricane Milton, it was supposed to be like biblical. I don't think it turned out to be that. There was no direct hit on Tampa, and the deadly storm surge that was predicted that never materialized, but it was significant. And it honestly seems like the people in Florida at the state level and more local level are squared away because they clearly have a background in this, and they were up and ready for this for days. Power is out in a lot of homes. But that's the good news, because they weren't destroyed, you know. So the preparation, it saved lives, and Floridians are tough people. The longtime residents, they take it in stride, and right now a lot of people are putting in a lot of muscle, helping, many wearing uniforms, maybe even wearing a smile as they work hard with a whole lot of vigor to be their neighbor's keeper, extending a hand of help and friendship. That's the way I see things, and I believe that to be true, is I believe in the good hearts of our fellow Americans. But overall, yeah, good news. The storm was not as bad as predicted, which means either meteorologists are bad at predicting or Floridians are good at praying. Actually, I think the whole country was praying for them. I'm John Potter. Already time for a break. It's 9:20. Coming up, we'll hit the local news stories. And Greg Kidd is coming up, as I said, at 11 o'clock in the morning. And as Phil suggested, if you have a question for Greg Kidd. Oh, by the way, we're going to read some emails and texts and Facebook messages. I got two about Greg Kidd and what he said last time he was here. But if you have questions for him, he's running against Mark Amadei. As I said, I think the race is getting closer. You can text, right? Okay. It's 775-884-9910. And Phil will read off those texts, and Greg Kidd will answer those. And we're going to be talking health at 9:30. And we also have the Carson City recorder. There's ballots were wrong the first time they went out. And we're going to clear up a lot of confusion for Carson City voters because, oh, my gosh, early voting, 3 weeks away. That's right, 3 weeks away, Washoe County. And I believe Carson City, too. We're going to find out a lot more. It's going to be fun, too. I'm John Potter. Oh, did you see Trump last night? If you did, call me up. I want to know how it went. 884-9910. Going to take a break right now. 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk. FM News Talk, time 921.
Live and local on 92.3 FM Talk in Smith and Mason Valley. 99.1 FM Talk and 99.1FMTalk.com.
Oh, John Potter, live and local. Beautiful day today. I was walking around after breakfast here in town today in Reno. It looks like, from what I saw this morning, a very big weekend for last-minute garage sales. It is, I think, it's procrastinator garage sale weekend, mid-October. You know, one of the last weekends before we see the chilly mornings. Although I'm looking at the 8 or 9 day forecast here, and I don't see any freezing overnights yet. Maybe on Thursday night we could start getting the freeze for the tomato folks out there. It's looks like it's coming on Thursday night. But I was going to have a garage sale, but you know, I'm double procrastinator garage sale person. I got to get mine together, and when I do have one, don't come to my garage sale if you have ever let me borrow something. If I have ever borrowed anything from you.
That sounds like John.
No, it's not the bras or dresses. I think I already sold those. Oh, my gosh. Is that Craig?
That is Craig. I am up here in Virginia City. I wanted to break in here for a minute.
Sure.
And remind everybody we're in our final weekend of Voices from the Past cemetery tour here in Virginia City at the Silver Terrace Cemetery. We have two shows today and two shows tomorrow, both 10 and 11, 10 a.m. and 11 p.m. And that'll be it for the season. So we just want to invite everybody up, have some fun, and 10 and 1, but 10 and 1, not 10 and whatever I said. Yes, 10 and 1. So we have another show at 1 p.m. today and then two more tomorrow. So
I can't believe it's already. Didn't you and I talk about this like a month ago? It seems.
We talked about it. We actually did the shows in May. We broke it up a little bit.
We're doing. All right.
Two weekends in May and two weekends in October. Yeah. No, it is you.
Not
John.
Me we'll going crazy. Blender. Okay. I thought it was a Halloween thing. Okay. We did do it.
Oh, no, no, right. No. This is. We do it during the day because cemetery at night up here, liability issues for the cemetery. They'll do some stuff on approaching Halloween or on Halloween, but that's very limited. So, but we'd like to invite everybody up. You get to meet, I think, about 10 or 11 residents of the cemetery at their grave sites and telling you about life and death on the Comstock.
And it starts at 10 o'clock. That's like a half hour.
That's the first one. So anybody who's first already one. Up here in Virginia City can. And then we have, again, at 1 p.m. today, and then 10 and 1 tomorrow.
And they go to the graveyard, and can they just you charge admission there, or can they just roll
it's,
in?
$15, $15 for adults, $10 for seniors and students.
Okay.
And, yes, you can just come up to the cemetery, and it's 1 Cemetery Road, Virginia City is the address. Easy, easy peasy for your GPS device, except for John. John would probably misspell cemetery.
Hey, even I can remember 1 Virginia Street Road. That's awesome. Okay, 10 o'clock this morning, and it goes to 1. Okay.
Yep. Yeah, it's a 90-minute walking tour, an emphasis on walking. So.
All right. Are you in costume?
All right.
No costume?
No, I'm not. I'm the box office manager in business.
Mr. Executive.
I sit here and look pretty.
All right. Well, come on again and tell us how it's going after like 10:30 or 11 or so.
Will do.
Okay, buddy.
We'll talk to you guys then.
All right. Take care, man.
Enjoy.
Okay. 9:28 is our time. I want to get through quick these two. One's an email and... two emails about Greg Kidd. Now, Greg Kidd's coming on 11 o'clock. If you have a question for him, he's running against Mark Amadei. Text 775-884-9910. Going to read through these real quick. First email, this one to KKFT, came from Eric. After the show last weekend, we, myself, and our callers got on the subject of Washoe County property taxes and how congressional candidate Greg Kidd wants to base property taxes here on market value instead of old homes being able to depreciate value for lower taxes and newer homes having to pay the higher rate. It's not a federal issue that he would have any vote on, but if he wins. But he did tell us on the air a market value-based property tax is more fair and would mean more money to education, though it still means higher taxes to owners of the older homes, the way I figure. But anyway, Eric writes, what people aren't mentioning is that the special tax rate has been around for so long that it's baked into the price of houses by now. The price of an older model house will be equal or close to equal that of a brand new house with all new amenities. A lot of that has to do with the future tax exposure. Any good realtor helps their client factor that in when purchasing homes. So we aren't just talking about older home owners. Many of us chose to buy older homes fairly recently because the tax rate made it the better choice. And we are also able to update, which helps the local economy overall. What about all the new owners of old houses that won't be able to afford their new taxes? Thanks for the show, John. Love it. Okay, thank you, my friend. Okay, and another on the same subject. This from Ben reads, I wish Greg Kidd would come back to California. How about we do away with property taxes altogether? We have billions for Ukraine. Thank you. From Ben. The 25-some billion dollars to Ukraine in the face of Americans losing everything and natural disasters and veterans on the street, and don't dare tell me there are no veterans living on the streets, personally turns my stomach. How soon the politicians forget the money pit and destroyer of fine young men, America's best, in Vietnam. And that's, to me, that's what Ukraine looks like. It's a money pit. And you know what? We don't have the money for the big, huge emergencies. I think so when that day comes, when the blockbuster disaster happens, we're going to be caught, I think, with our pants off, because FEMA's having trouble having enough money to cover this. And I think a bigger disaster might be on the way, and we're going to be in bad shape for that. All right, enough of that. I'm sorry to ramble on about it.
Let me jump in here briefly, if I may. We have a text with a question for Greg Kidd. You might want to write this down.
We'll get those later. He's not coming till 11 o'clock, so we'll get them all together. Yeah, we'll do it then. Okay, we're going to break for Fox News. I'm John Potter, and Derek Lee's up next with us. We're still going to have a lot of fun. And today, new breaking health news that just came out that you'd be interested in when it comes to diets and, of course, brain health. 884-9910, the number. We're going to break for Fox News on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk, time 932.
The time to talk is now, live and local.
Yeah, this is Chad. Thank you, Chad. Hey, listen to you sometimes for the when you're on the radio. And I really like what you have to say. I mean, the way you formulate a thought in a sentence that goes with that thought, it correlates with reality.
The Weekend on News Talk 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
Hi there, folks. Sean Potter, live and local. Okay, Derek Lee is here. We're talking health now, folks, and I'm pretty bummed. I find out yesterday that the yogurt pretzels that I have so dearly loved for years, I thought, you know, they're health food. They sell them at health food stores, the yogurt pretzels. They're really not. They're not. Kathy has been telling me from the beginning, those are really just candy on pretzels. I'd say, no, these are yogurt. And she'd say, it's not yogurt. And I said, well, some of it is. So it turns out the chocolate pretzels are healthier than the yogurt ones. So I did not need to know that. Derek Lee is here for brainhealthformulas.com. Hi, Derek.
Hey, John. How you doing?
All right. Now, last Saturday, you announced you had started a weight loss journey. When did you start it?
The day after this show. Last Sunday.
Oh, last Sunday.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought you were into it that...
Just started it.
Okay. So you actually said, I'm going to go on this diet program and lose a lot of weight before.
That's right.
You actually... That never works out.
It doesn't usually.
That's usually talk. But you started this weight loss journey on Sunday.
I did.
How is it going?
I have lost 8 pounds in, 6 days?
Which, oh, my God.
To me, seemed pretty incredible. I didn't even think that. I thought maybe 5 pounds would be a stretch. Because when I took Ozempic, that's what I lost. I lost 5 pounds taking Ozempic the first week. I lost 8 pounds on my formulas. Just, I have a new bundle.
Wait a minute. You're not taking Ozempic.
No. This is only my formulas.
Okay. Listen, man. That's over a pound a day.
Yeah, I know. That's why it surprised me.
Tell me exactly what you did to lose more than a pound a day. Go.
So, first of all, I drink about 100 ounces of water a day. That's critical to flush all the stuff in our bodies that we don't need. Second, I got away from all grains, all wheat, rice, corn, everything. Almost all grains disappeared because I think that is what hinders a lot of us with weight loss is the GMOs in grains, GMO food. Because, you know, foods, when we buy fast food or go to restaurants, we don't know what type of foods, what type of raw materials people use. And we know based on dietitians, based on news articles, that if you go to a restaurant, you're going to consume a tremendous amount of calories. So what I know works very well for me is to eat more of a carnivore diet or a hunter-gatherer diet of fruits and meats. And that works. That has always worked very well for me. So that's what I did. I stuck with that. I eat a lot of grapes, and I eat beef, chicken, turkey.
All right. For example, what did you have for dinner last night?
I made some taco meat, and I added some cheese to it. That was my dinner.
What did you have for breakfast this morning?
2 eggs. With some cheese and some grapes.
And that plus a lot of water.
And a while, yeah, because you don't, so that combined.
And plus your Fat Buster, right?
Is that
what you've been taking it?
Fat Buster.
That's your product.
Uh-huh.
Any other pills?
The fungus, yeast, and mold, and healthy metabolism. Those two combined reduce any cravings. A lot of times people who want to lose weight have a craving of sugar, or they want to eat sugar, meaning ice cream, cakes, pastries, donuts, alcohol, wine including alcohol, beer, vodka, gin, any type of alcohol is calorie dense. There's a lot of non-usable calories in all types of alcohol. And so when we look at all of those factors, the calories can add up very quick. So a lot of people, you know, they might drink 1, 2, or 3 beers a night just to take the edge off of things so they can sleep better. Well, if you factor in, unless you're drinking a light beer, and even light beers are 150 calories. So you drink three cans or bottles of beer a night.
I getcha. Adds up. Okay.
And so 200, 250 calories per beer, that's between 600 and 750 calories at night. So then you typically will eat dinner on top of that. So you might be consuming 1,500 calories at night alone, plus whatever you ate during the day.
What did you miss the most?
Nothing. I've had no cravings at all week. That's why it was easy.
Because I can't picture a week without bread or pasta. I'm sorry. They're just so good. It's something with me, I guess. And there's something else I'm sure that I can't do without.
That's right. And that's why we developed the formulas we have.
All right. Super. Well, that's awesome, man. You have a new bundle of products to talk about today. And folks, if you have any questions for Derek Lee, health is the topic, mainly brain health. That's what his products do. 884-9910. There is new news. The American Heart Association just came out with a new study. It says that what's good for your heart is good for your brain. That's what you say, actually. You've told us that. They found the same risk factors that contribute to heart disease also impact brain cognitive and brain disease like stroke, Alzheimer's, and dementia. Their scientific statement says the three heart conditions that trigger cognitive impairment are atrial fibrillation, known as AFib, coronary heart disease, and a heart attack. If you have hereditary risk factors for either heart disease or dementia, you're at risk for the other. Which of your pills are the best for the heart, which directly affect the brain like that?
That would be the fungus, yeast, and mold, and the healthy metabolism.
That's the name you're sticking with, fungus, yeast, and malt.
That's what drives all the sugar cravings.
But that's the name of it.
That's the name of the product, yes.
I still got to work on the snappy titles, man.
The that is one thing I'm not good at, so I call it as it is.
I call it as it is. Where's this fungus come from?
Fungus actually...
Well, yours, I mean, that you use.
So it's actually not a fungus.
Okay.
It is a fungus, yeast, and mold formula that combats fungus, yeast, and mold. So we utilize our own immune system to target the yeast overgrowth, not on the intestinal wall, in the intestinal wall.
Okay.
So there's for our natural immune system, does not function within the cellular structure of the intestinal tract. It only attacks what's on the surface of the intestinal wall. However, when you can communicate with the immune system to target something like that, then it will attack it because you're communicating with the immune system at that point. And this is what we do with all of our formulas, is generate the awareness and to communicate within our own systems of when there's an abnormality, and then we tell it to go to work.
All right, Skinny. We're going to take a break. When I come back, we're going to read off, this kit just came out today, the 4 surprising diet hacks that can slash dementia risk. That's up next, along with Derek's new bundle of products at brainhealthformulas.com. Again, questions, 884-9910 or text 2. I'm John Potter. We're going to be right back on 99.1, 92.3 FM Talk, FM News Talk time, 946.
On an Android, get the app by typing in 99.1 FM Talk.
Online with the free app and on air at 99.1 and 92.3 FM.
All right, folks, welcome back. John Potter with Derek Lee, brainhealthformulas.com. I teased you here about the 4 surprising diet hacks that can slash dementia risk. And I've heard this one before. People who eat lots of leafy greens like spinach and kale and oily fish have lower rates of cognitive decline. There's Derek nodding his head. He knows this. And the reason, the article says, is both foods are sources of omega-3 fats, and omega-3 reduces inflammation in the brain. It's said that older people who eat leafy greens every day have brains that are 11 years younger than their peers. The compounds in leafy greens reduce oxidants and free radicals. I wish somebody told me that 20 years ago. But anyway, damn you, new discoveries. And we'll get to the second, third, and fourth thing to eat for brain health. First, your diet, what are you calling it? What do you call your diet with the water and the no grains and the fruits and the meats?
I've been told this actually, a carnivore diet is actually what it's called. Because you're eating
meat. The carnivore diet.
Or hunter-gatherer, because going back to 200-plus years before the Industrial Revolution, that's all there was hunter-gatherer.
I guess, that's the caveman diet. I've heard of that.
Or that.
Maybe it's that.
I think it's probably the same principle. Somebody redeveloped the same thing over and over and calls it something different, writes a new book, and all of a sudden it's a new fad.
But you pick the things you customize for yourself with lots of water, no grains, and fruits and meats. You lost 8 pounds in 7 days or 6?
Either way, six or seven days.
6 or 7 days.
Pretty miraculous.
Okay. What's your goal?
20 pounds. My goal is to hit. Lose 20 pounds by Thanksgiving.
Ah.
So then I can put it all back on in 4 days.
You want to look trim for the family, right?
That's it. Always perception.
That's great, man. That's great. You have new products, not just one new product. You have a bundle of new products at brainhealthformulas.com. Do tell.
Well, the new bundle, it's a value of $75 off retail price. And so what we bundled is more or less what I'm taking for this diet. So that includes Restore. It includes healthy metabolism. It includes fungus, yeast, and mold, gut health, and the Fat Buster. And it's priced at $199.95. I believe all those individually become like $275. And so that is the bundle that I've been using, and those are the only products I've been taking that of mine.
All right, $75 off for this bundle.
That's it. It's on the website, yes.
How many products altogether are in the bundle?
5. Yep.
Well, that's quite generous. All right, brainhealthformulas.com. Is it easy to find on the front page?
Yeah, it's actually like 2 or 3 columns down on the human products page, and it's actually probably the easiest bundle to find.
Oh, Oh, good. You can handle computers, not like me. That's just great. So, okay, let's get back. Four surprising diet hacks that can slash dementia risk. The first one, we said leafy greens. Number two, berries. They have polyphenols found in plants with antioxidant properties. They boost blood flow to the brain, which wards off vascular dementia, a condition linked to poor circulation that eventually kills brain cells.
Yeah.
Nodding your head. Okay. Number three, fiber. Fiber found in fruit and vegetables is fantastic for gut health. And as Derek has said here before, a healthy gut also means a healthy mind. A byproduct of fiber fermentation in the gut protects our brains.
That's correct.
And finally, number four, seaweed. Because a key nutrient in seaweed is iodine, one of the best known nutrients for boosting IQ. In fact, the World Health Organization calls iodine the leading cause of preventable brain damage worldwide. Is that iodine that's bad, or is it the lack of it?
Lack of it.
The lack of iodine is bad.
Yep. The iodine is the key key mineral to keep the thyroid functioning.
Do they sell iodine in, like, pills?
Brain Health Formulas does.
Oh.
It's called the micronutrients, which is all based in seaweed.
So you got it down already.
Got it down.
All right, the micronutrients.
Micronutrients is a natural source of iodine, which means it's bioavailable. And when we have bioavailable minerals from natural sources, it's much easier for the body to absorb. Therefore, when we have a healthier thyroid, we have a healthier metabolism. And when our metabolism's healthy, we can lose weight or put on weight much easier. But if we add a bunch of weight, like over the holiday season coming up, then it's a lot easier to take it off because our metabolism is functioning properly. We don't have to eat as much fiber because our intestinal tract is functioning more efficiently. We can break down nutrients and absorb nutrients much easier. So then we have a better feeling of when we're full. So if we have a better idea and functionality of what we feel when we're eating, mm-hmm. then we tend to eat more appropriate amounts of food and more appropriate foods.
All right, let's go to the phones here. Lauren calling from Smith Valley. Lauren, I'm glad you called. Welcome to the show. Go ahead.
Hi, thank you. Yes, I have a question for Derek. So the hunter-gatherer diet that he's on, I've understood that if you want to eat that sort of a diet where it's more of a carnivore, that if you include fruit just because it has sugar, that it does things with your insulin levels and it's not a good thing, that you should have veggies instead, more of a keto type thing. So I'm just wondering how the fruit works.
The fruit works by keeping carbohydrates in your blood so you don't get into sugar cravings. And so since fruit has a significant force of carbohydrates, polyphenols, antioxidants, anti-inflammatories, we can also shed unwanted swelling, unwanted fluid reserves, or unwanted fluids in our body. And so fruit helps flush the swelling out. And provides us a source of carbohydrates, because a lot of times when people get into keto diets, the biggest challenge is to stay away from sugars. And arguably that is the one aspect of the keto diet which is most challenging to deal with, is not consuming sugars. So if we just introduce fruits and the sugars from fruits are very easy to absorb. And even people with type 2 diabetics, even doctors recommend some fruits for diabetics because it's easy to absorb and doesn't produce an insulin spike.
Okay, good to know. And then I didn't hear the whole show. Are you also using your Fat Buster on your diet?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. That's been right. Working great for me. Okay, thank you.
Thank
sure,
you.
Yeah, it's been working great for me too. Fat Buster is one of the products, and the fruits. Let me ask you about the fruits. Which fruits in particular?
Me personally, I think all fruits are good. I don't agree with a lot of the science in regards to fruits and sugars. I think if we can consume sugars from natural sources, it's going to be great for us no matter what. God put all the fruits on the planet for us to consume, and all animals to consume. All fruits might not be great for diabetics. Mm-hmm. However, if we are not diabetic, it's a challenge for me to view it from that place. I don't view a keto diet as being necessarily healthy. That's my personal opinion. However, if we can do a keto diet with fruits as a carbohydrate source, which is very easy for us to break down and to absorb nutrients from, then we can reduce a lot of the issues that keto gets into.
Quick question. I saw a study that says give up on statins unless you have had a heart issue already. But as Derek has said here, your brain needs cholesterol as well as your heart muscle more so over the age of 60. And statins cut back on cholesterol. Statins cut that cholesterol. And the study says give up on those because the brain needs the cholesterol. What do you say?
Absolutely. Not having cholesterol is the...
So cut statins out?
My personal opinion is yes. Because the reason people end up on statins is because we cannot break down the fats.
Okay.
And so that comes back to the liver and gallbladder not functioning properly. That's why we have a product called Fat Buster.
And you make sense. Now I got to think what I'm doing here because I'm on those things. All right, Derek, brainhealthformulas.com. Get that package. What's it called?
The ultimate bundle.
The ultimate bundle, $75 off. Derek, thank you so much. We'll talk to you again.
Thanks, John.
All right, my friend, good luck with that diet in the next few days. So we'll be right back after news.